coming your way, but I don't think it could get much more cheery than what's about to happen. We have our dear friend, Sean Tester, and CEO from NVRH. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Really great to see you here, Jeff.
Well, it's always good to be here. You and I were just talking about what it's like for us here in the morning, because I got to get up at 3 o'clock. You, lucky man, you don't normally have to get up this early. So great to have you in. The reason we say that you couldn't get more cheery than where we are right now is we have a huge celebration, not just the holidays to talk about. Sean, we have a happy birthday.
That's right. This year was NVRH's 50th anniversary. The hospital was fully staffed and went operational on February 14th of 1972. Hard to believe, huh?
Holy smokes. Yeah, I was one of the last few born in Brightlook Hospital, which is no longer a hospital.
That's right.
Hard to believe 50 years. And just my time here with the radio station, which actually is getting pretty close to being 20 years, we've been working with you guys for years and years with the radiothons to help raise money for projects and the improvements. And man, we've seen so much just in that time frame. Where do you want to start from 1972 to now? My gosh.
Yeah, a lot's changed over the last 50 years. And of course, I've only been there for four of them, but my mother does remind me that I was one of the earliest patients at the new NVRH when I was a little baby and had the flu. But, you know, it's kind of wild because so much has changed. And I want to start this by sharing, you talked about the Brightlook. It's hard to believe, but Brightlook Hospital was 50 years old when NVRH was conceptualized. So now NVRH is as old as Brightlook was when it was shut down.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It really is. There's no chance of NVRH shutting down. Are you kidding? I mean, we've seen so many things. I mean, who would have ever thought in the day that we'd have a heliport in the backyard, you know, our own MRI department?
Yep.
You know, there's so much there, and we've got an amazing project just kicked off.
Yeah, that's right. So lots changed. You know, when the hospital was originally built, NVRH was a 100-bed hospital. We're actually still licensed technically for 75, but we're what's called a 25-bed critical access hospital. It's a federal designation. I won't get into the details today, but what we've done is repurposed a lot of that space for new and innovative solutions, adding specialty care to the community. But right now, the big project that we're working on is we just broke ground at the beginning of this month, I know, December, on a 4-bed mental health support area that's an extension of the emergency department.
Which is quite exciting. We've been hearing more and more lately here about the mental health issues that are not just around the world, but real close to home here in our community, and nice to have this, you know?
Yep. You know, the number of people who come into the emergency department in crisis, we really need to have a space that's conducive to supporting them in that moment while we wait for an appropriate facility, a bed at an appropriate facility to open up. Sometimes those poor people are waiting in our emergency department for 24 hours, 48 hours, 10 days. I mean, it's really, really challenging. So this new area is going to be better for them to provide care in, and it's going to be more supportive for our own staff to support those patients when they're with us.
You know, some of our listeners might be saying, well, gee, just 4 beds. Well, this isn't a long-term plan. If somebody comes in a mental health crisis, this isn't like the old days of the mental hospitals. That isn't the plan for this. This is a short-term stay. The 4 beds are more than enough because it's not going to happen 24 hours a day, every day of the week.
That's correct. You know, our job, it's similar to a person having a STEMI, a heart attack, or coming in after having a car accident and trauma. Our job in the emergency department is to stabilize that patient and then get them to an appropriate care facility. So in the case of a trauma or heart attack, that's getting them down to Dartmouth or UVM Medical Center, which are what are called tertiary care facilities. Same thing with a mental health patient. They come in, we try to stabilize them, and then we get them to an appropriate care facility.
So it's a big project. I asked you before we went on the air how long you thought it was going to last. And if I remember right, and I know it was only a few minutes ago, you said, what, 9 months to a year, maybe something like that?
Yeah, optimistically, 9 months, but, you know, 9 to 12 months, depending on what challenges we have. You know, supply chain is still an issue, getting the materials we need to do the construction. We got lucky with the weather. You know, the snow came a little late. Early December was warm. That enabled us to break ground and get the foundation in. That'll really help us so that we can do a lot of this build out over the winter months. But I do want to mention, Jeff, this is actually the first phase of a much larger expansion project at the hospital. And we're hoping to be able to roll right into that once this first project's done.
So the project we're talking about, folks, is the one that has changed the way that you go in and out of the emergency department, but it's short-lived and just keeps growing and getting better.
Yep.
It is a holiday season. Sean, we've got enough time for you to, if you'd like to, take some time and share some holiday wishes.
Sure, I would love that. Thank you. So first off, I want to thank my entire staff at NVRH. We've got a great team there, dedicated, hardworking. The last couple of years going through COVID has been incredibly challenging. They're working their butts off to take care of this community, and I'm so proud of everybody that I work with.
Well, COVID was a big deal, still is a big deal, and now we've got other things that are just keeping everybody busy to beat the band down there, too. So,
yeah, it's kind of crazy. Many of you have heard of RSV. It's been in the news a lot. That's this respiratory illness that impacts little kids. It's really been challenging this year. We've seen a lot more RSV than we normally do. RSV in general isn't worse than it normally is, but a lot more kids are getting it. So we've seen a lot of little kids with RSV come into NVRH over the last 2 months.
Well, that and flu season is ramping up pretty heftily too. So on behalf of the community, I'm sure they don't mind me doing this for them. We say thank you to you and the entire staff down there for all that you do and the promise in keeping on it that you're always going to keep up with the times and technology. Thank you.
You bet. That's our commitment to this community. Happy holiday, Jeff.
Happy holiday to you, Sean. Happy to call you my friend. CEO from Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital, Sean Tester, of course, wishing you the best of the holiday season and for any and everything that goes on at our hospital. Go to nvrh.org. We're headed to news, sports, your morning cash call, weather, and celebrity birthdays.